KDOM Radio, AM 1580 and FM 103.1. It's time for the Coach's Show as we talk a little bit of baseball, some Heron Lake, Okabena Fulda baseball, some Red Rock Central, Westbrook, Walnut Grove softball, as well as some Windham area track and field. For this edition of the Coach's Show, for the Twins pregame at the top of the hour, here on KDOM, we're also giving away the Leading Edge Credit Union KDOM Player of the Week, so stay tuned on KDOM.
It's no secret that delivering a winning performance depends on preparation. Bank Midwest understands. That's why our team is best in class and strong. Bank Midwest, where your great experience is waiting.
Great experience, one place.
Member FDIC.
Extra Touch Auto of Windham has it all. Used vehicles for sale, paintless dent repair, windshield repair, tires, and general car repairs. Call Paul at Extra Touch Auto, 507-831-1314.
Back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Stevenson of Westbrook, Walnut Grove, Red Rock Central softball. And, Coach, it's been a rough go of it this year for you. Some close games, some really good opponents here in the first half of the season. And, of course, the weather hasn't cooperated, still not cooperating with us the last couple of days. You know, recent events, you guys had an MCC on Monday, really good softball team. And took the loss there. Can you just talk a little bit about your squad so far this year, some things you liked and some, maybe some things you're going to have to work on here towards the end of the year?
Yeah, you know, I thought at the beginning of the year we'd have a more competitive hitting team. We struggled with that recently, evidenced by some of the close losses. And, you know, really Carly Ross has done a really good job in the circle for us. She's pitching to contact. Our defense is playing okay. It's just we're not coming up with timely hits.
Yeah, you know, that can be a problem, you know, in certain situations, especially those close games, you know, trying to get those timely hits in those situations. And sometimes, you know, in certain games, it just doesn't go your way. And, you know, you've got some tough competition coming up, but also some winnable games on the way. You got Mountain Lake here tomorrow, and then, you know, Heron Lake on Friday to end this this week. What are you kind of looking for from your girls the next couple of days to try to finish off the week strong and kind of get a little momentum building up here as we head towards the end of the season?
Yeah, hopefully to be competitive in both of those games. We're going to be missing a few girls for National FSA on Thursday. So we're going to fill in spots with people who haven't played those positions before. So we're going to have to try to fight through that. They'll all be back on Friday night, so hopefully they took those 3 days to recover and, you know, figure out a way to get the bats working. And then we do have a tournament on Saturday where we play Yellow Medicine East, Dawson Boyd, and one other game to be determined. So hopefully we can, that's a lot of games, hopefully Carly can work her way through at least three of those and let our other pitchers throw a few games.
Sounds like a plan, Coach. Well, we wish you good luck here. Lots of games the next couple of days for the Falcons. Good luck here coming up, and we'll talk to you again down the road.
All right, thank you.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
A farmer's land is their most valuable asset. Soybean checkoff dollars are invested in research projects to control weeds and pests in the fields to help protect yield. Over the past 30 years, soybean yield in Minnesota rose from 26 to 52 bushels per acre. This message brought to you by the Cottonwood County Corn and Soybean Growers and the Soybean Checkoff.
Looking for a fun way to improve your golf game, rain or shine? Come to Bark Indoor Golf, your year-round golfing destination. Open every day, Monday through Sunday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. at 1012 Fifth Avenue. Book your tee time easily online at barkindoorgolf.com.
Whether you're looking for hardware, tools, quality paints, home goods, or gift items, Schwalbach Ace Hardware has it all. Schwalbach Ace Hardware is committed to being the helpful place for offering knowledgeable advice and quality products. Shop Schwalbach Ace Hardware, Windham, Jackson, and Worthington.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Knudsen of Heron Lake Okabena Fulda baseball, and Coach, it's been a tough season, tough go of it so far, dealing with some injuries and, you know, some low numbers on the squad. And, you know, it feels like all spring we've been talking about that weather and when it will warm up, and it still just hasn't done so. It's been tough to get out and play some baseball this year. Can you talk just a little bit about your squad to this point, some things that you've liked and some other things that are going to need to be fixed here towards the end of the year?
Yeah, you know, we kind of knew it was going to be a tough year coming into the season with our lack of numbers and lack of varsity experience with our kids we had coming back. You know, when you look at our scores, especially the last 2 or 3 weeks, we've got 10 runs just about every game and not very competitive. But each of those games, you can look at some positive moments and bright spots that we did do some things well, whether it was, you know, throwing strikes and or making some plays, and our offense has started to come around a little bit here, and we've had some games where we've been able to score four runs or, you know, had four, five or six hits and got to run the bases a little bit. So we try to highlight some of the positive things after each game and build from that. Like I said, our pitchers, for the most part, I think have thrown strikes. You know, once in a while, we have a couple walks that come around to hurt us, but we just don't have the type of pitchers that can miss a lot of bats and get a lot of strikeouts. So the opponents end up hitting the ball and putting it in play a lot, and sometimes we make errors, and a lot of times it's a credit to the other team for putting pressure on us and hitting the ball, finding the gaps, and scoring runs in bunches against us. But we kind of expected that coming in, and it is hard to see that and experience and go through games like that for these kids. And we're trying to maintain a positive mindset here as we finish the regular season out with four games to go, and then section playoff time's coming up.
Absolutely, Coach. You know, you mentioned just a few games left on the schedule for you. Coming up here very soon, you guys have RTR tomorrow. They're a good squad, a team that's had, you know, a lot of success in the last couple of years. Red Rock Central, Westbrook, Walnut Grove, another team, you know, that you guys are familiar with in the area. And, you know, some games that you can be competitive with here towards the end of the year, but obviously, you know, when you get to the playoffs, anything can happen, and that's really when you want to be playing your best baseball.
Yeah, so Red Rock Central, Westbrook Walnut Grove is a team that we played to a 6-4 game back in April, and we'd like to think that we can compete with them again on Friday at our home park. And then Mountain Lake is a team that's been playing much better this year. Next Tuesday we go to Mountain Lake, so yeah, those are two games that we'd like to play a full seven innings. We haven't done that since that Red Rock game on April 10th. So we'd like to play a full seven innings and be competitive and do the things that we are capable of and do the positive things for a full seven innings rather than one or two that, you know, that we're doing right now. I mean, we start out some games okay in the first couple innings, and then the wheels kind of fall off for us, but we just got to finish out these last five games and continue to get experience with throwing strikes, making routine plays, and having good at bats. So, and hopefully have a good summer season, and we can keep building towards the future with these guys.
Sounds good, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show, as always. Good luck here towards the end of the season. We'll catch up with you again down the road.
All right. Thanks, Zach. Thanks for your coverage.
You bet. We'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
When your home needs style and more, head to Hammer's Furniture and Flooring Store. From cozy couches to floors that shine, we'll make your space feel just divine. Check us out at hammerswyndham.com.
KDOM Radio, AM 1580, FM 103.1. It is 53 degrees. We've got your Twins pregame coming up here in about 20 minutes. We still have some Wyndham track and field to talk with Les Knutson coming up here in just a moment. But first, do want to give away the Leading Edge Credit Union KDOM Player of the Week. And that is going to be Wyndham baseball senior Matthew Redmond. Redmond with a big game yesterday, especially at the plate, had a double, a single that brought in a run. And Redmond with a good day at the plate and a big win for the Eagles, 16-6. Senior Matthew Redmond, our Leading Edge Credit Union KDOM Player of the Week. Back with more of the Coach's Show and Les Knutson up next here on KDOM.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of our community. At Leading Edge Credit Union, it's people over profits, better rates, personal service, and investing in you. Stop in today and see the credit union difference. Federally insured by NCUA.
Leading in a better banking.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Les Knutson of Wyndham Area Track and Field, and Les, I know you've been sending us some results from previous meets, and you got some individuals that have been able to stand out, you know, not only in the field, but also on the track, and, you know, some girls and boys that have been performing well, and even some relay teams that have been having a lot of success.
Yeah, we sure have. I think especially the boys 4x8. A relay team, which just went over to the big meet in Sioux Falls, the Howard Wood Relays, and they placed it among the medalist teams there. They got seventh out of 24 teams in the Class A division, and actually, if they had been in Class B, they'd have got second, and even if they were in Class AA, I think they would have been right in the middle of the pack, about 10th out of 23, you know, the big, big schools. So I think out of 65 teams that ran in that race over at Sioux Falls, we had the 19th best time, which also was the best time of the season for those guys, about equal to the time that they ran last year at the section meet at the end of the year. So we got a lot of expectations for that group. They've been real successful in that 4x8 relay. And they're all juniors. That's Bryce Green, Keelan Ralston, Isaac Bordwick, and Braylon Lyons. Lyons individually has had a really good year also in both the 400 and 800. He's got one of the best, he's got a 51.9 and a 204.6, which are really excellent times. And then you could go on, you know, we got Elliot Serene in the high jump, is looking pretty good. And now we got Trent Rothenberger in the shot put and discus. You know, he had a broken arm and wasn't able to throw earlier, but he came back and he had a 48-foot distance up at that was in New Ulm last week that he did that. So he's a real prospect. And in the girls' side, we've had real good success in the throws all year long with Theoria Anapkena, Lily Meyer, Jenna Harrington, Marley Fester. All four of them are scoring a lot of points for the girls. And then you got Hayden Salmons in the 300 hurdles has looked good. And then Macy Carlson in the 800-meter run has had a lot of success there. The girls 4x8 relay actually has ran pretty well with Macy Carlson. Ava Bordwick, Brinley Fletcher, and Jocelyn Frank, those four scored some points up in that shoot team meet the other day. And the boys sprinters, you got Gavin Hederick as a freshman and a really young kid Tyson Easker, an eighth grader, is having a good spring. He runs on the varsity 4x4, and he also, you know, he's had some really good races in the junior high meets. So we've had some success team-wise. You know, the girls just don't have enough depth to really compete real well, but the boys do score pretty good because we get a lot of points in the distance runs. Ralston in the 2 mile. Nolan Shetland has looked pretty good there also.
And then Isaac Bordwick scores points in any run that he runs in. Bryce Green's coming along real strong again. And then, like you said, Elliot Serene is one of the top high jumpers in the area. He has cleared 6'2 this spring, which is pretty doggone good.
Absolutely, Les. And, you know, it has been tough. We were talking off air a little bit, and we were talking about it 3 weeks ago when we last talked, how the weather just hasn't been cooperating for spring sports. And I know that's tough, especially, you know, for some runners when conditions aren't exactly great, you know, for running. And, you know, people don't really understand how the weather can really affect you when you're running, when it comes to, you know, just your muscles being relaxed and, you know, getting warmed up is a real thing. And I know the weather has kind of made that tough and, you know, I'm sure frustrating for some of these athletes. But an opportunity here coming up where hopefully the weather will start to warm up. And I know you got conference meet coming up tomorrow, and a chance for some of these athletes to be posting their best times and their best throws and their best jumps here towards the end of the season.
Well, that's what we hope for. You know, the weather, it's the same for everybody. So as far as competing, you know, it comes out a lot of times your mental toughness, but it's always disappointing when your times aren't near what you wanted them to be. You know, everything's going to be slower in these cold winds that we've been running in almost every meet so far. So, yeah, we could see a big drop in some times and performances when the weather warms up, which will be a, you know, real positive thing. But it'll again be the same for everybody. So the other teams are going to also be improving in the times. So competition will be keen here as we move on. We got the Big South Conference Small School Division meet tomorrow over at Laverne. Seven of the smaller schools in the Big South. We got Redwood Valley, Laverne, Pipestone, Blue Earth, St. James, Jackson County Central, and Windham. Going head-to-head, so it's a real good seven-school meet. That's going to be a real good meet, I think. Then we got the big Trojan Relays on Tuesday, and that's two classes, and we are in the big school division there. We'll see the likes of Marshall and Fairmont, which are two perennial powers in track and field. So that's going to be a real tough meet as far as, you know, getting high places. Hopefully our boys 4x8 can run real well in that and possibly win the race over there. That would be a real feather in their hat, I think, if they can do that. And then we got to have a meet at Tracy next Thursday, which got added to the schedule after we had so many meets early that were postponed and canceled. And then, of course, the subsection meet's coming up at St. James 2 weeks from tomorrow on May 21st. So the season is starting to wrap up, and we look forward to, like you say, the warmer days coming in late May.
Absolutely, Les. Well, we'll keep talking it into existence here that the warm weather will show up for us. We appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show and keeping us updated on a Windham track and field. And good luck here the next couple of weeks, and hopefully we'll get to talk to you again here down the road.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Zach.
You bet. That is Les Knutson of Windham Track and Field here on KDOM Radio.
Connect your world with WyndhamNet, your local fiber optic telecommunications provider. Business and residential phone service, internet service, home Wi-Fi, and cable TV. Find out more at WyndhamNet.com.
Custom Threads in Worthington for all your custom apparel needs. We offer direct-to-garment printing, embroidery, and laser engraving. That's Custom Threads in Worthington. And online at CustomThreadsMN.com. That's CustomThreadsMN.com.
KDOM Radio, that's going to do it for the Coach's Show this time around. Don't forget, we've got Twins baseball coming up here pregame in just a few minutes. Also, Pirates baseball over on Hot Country 94.3. They're on the road taking on the St. James A's. We will have the coverage for you on 94.3. 7:30 first pitch. It'll be a cold one. You can listen to it on 94.3.